what a beautiful way to kickstart this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 10 on the AM side in the heart of the African continent, Lagos, Nigeria, right here where the city that never sleeps indeed, the city that has more activities than you can ever get in any other city in the world. You know, I make bold to say that. They'll say, Collins, how many cities have you been to? But hey, Lagos is just one of a kind city. If you doubt me, take a trip to Lagos one of these days or one of these years and you understand what I'm talking about. There's just something about the city that you cannot find anywhere in the world. I'm not talking about, and there is nothing anywhere in the world that you can't find in Lagos, but there are many things in Lagos that you cannot find anywhere in the world. The energy, the high pace. I'm not talking about just anyhow pace, you know. Everybody is just on alert somehow. And there's something beautiful about the city, how that people take seriously their business. You know, they understand that every second, every minute, every hour counts. And I think that in itself is one of the reasons Lagosians have been able to survive even in these harsh times. So kudos to Lagos. Shout out to Lagos. What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, indeed.
Cheers.
Welcome.
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. And then in the spirit of celebration and festivities, if today's your birthday, I want to wish you, we want to wish you a happy birthday. You can also send a shout out, a message to what's telling us that today's your birthday. And of course, we'll give you a shout out and celebrate also with you. Check your time right now. It's 12 past 10. And yes, welcome indeed. What's up, Lagos? Today is the 17th day of December 2021. It's a Friday and the weekend is already here. We're gradually approaching towards the end of the year.
That's right.
For some people, our hearts are beating fast. Mm. Why? For some of us, we're rest assured that 2022 would come with a lot of, you know, beautiful and good stuff. What side of divide do you fall?
Man, I'm expectant, and I'm also hopeful and also preparing. You know, I've continued preparation to ensure that as we step into the new year, you know, we'll be able to, you know, get the best out of the year.
Mm.
You know, I've learned to take one day as it comes, even as we plan. So I'm on the side of expectations.
Mm.
You know, great expectations like Jane Eyre.
That's good. I mean, there's some people who believe that if you do not prepare a year before the other year, there's just very tiny guarantee that what you're expecting or what you're expectant of would materialize.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Mm.
So tomorrow, if you get into tomorrow, it's going to be the first day for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that no matter how, some people have planned and then, you know, like they would say, a man proposes, God disposes. So at the end of the day, circumstances, happenings, you know, situations change the plans.
Mm.
So I believe in have a plan, but also take every day as it comes, and then remember that every day is an opportunity for you to start afresh if you have to.
Beautiful.
Or continue what you're doing if you're okay with that.
I think that's a good one. I think that's a very, very good one for a lot of people, because at the end of the day, one of the reasons you see people fall under depression, or part of the reason you see how people are feeling bad or down about themselves is high expectations, you know?
Yeah.
Expecting so much when they're not taking life one step at a time.
That's right.
So yeah, that's a good one.
Now, talking about depression, you know, this question has been going through my mind about, you know, the social media has come, it's changed a lot of things about us. And we've also had some negatives. We've had people attribute some of the experiences to what they see on the social media. For example, you go online, someone is always celebrating something. Someone is always saying, oh, I just bought a new car. I've joined a list of Benz owners and all that.
That's right.
And then there's been a lot of talk about young people, Yagi, young and getting it.
Okay.
A lot of talk about, he's just 35. He, you know, he's bought a house. He has a business. He has this. He has cars. You know, a lot of that talk is ongoing. Oh, he's just 30, he's under 30, he's doing great stuff, which is inspiring. But at the same time, it has a tendency of putting people who with a little or low self-worth or self-concept, you know, to feel down.
Mm.
And this could lead them into depression. And then you'd be quick to say, well, it's their business. You know, it's our business. If you want to feel down because of someone's success, it's your business. But at the same time, I wanted to ask, are we showing so much on social media? Now, if you knew that it could be affecting someone negatively, would you pipe low a bit on that?
This you're saying, I'm sure some people would tell you, it's my page, my social media account.
Yeah.
It's not your social media account. So, and I choose what to put on my social media account.
So what's your purpose? What's the plan of trying to celebrate? Your intention? Is it to let the world know that you're getting it right? Or is it just to celebrate? I mean, just generally.
I mean, that could be it. For some people, it could be, everyone's celebrate with me. Today, I just got a new whip. I, you know, bought a new house or something. Maybe just for every other person to celebrate with them. Like you said, it takes a lot for someone else not to compare or to feel like, I'm supposed to be getting this.
Yeah.
But you see, the point is, I realize that a lot of people live other people's lives and don't live their own life. Right? So when you're trying to compare yourself with someone, what you're trying to do is you're living another person's life and not yours.
Yep.
So most times, the people who feel down, feel not so happy with themselves are those who are living other people's life. Like, come to your own reality and put what you need to put in place for you to be that, you know, superstar, that successful person that you've seen another person inspire you to become. I think that should be it.
Whenever you're feeling that way, I agree with you. Whenever you're feeling that way, one of the things you should pay attention to is the fact that every single human being is unique. We're all different. Mm-hmm. We have, what makes us unique. I want to believe that the creator of the heavens and the earth and human beings, had in mind specific purposes and specific reasons and specific jobs for every single individual.
True that.
So when you have that kind of a mindset, I mean, that's like a first step to building a strong self-concept. First of all, you know that you are not like anybody else, that you've got a responsibility on earth that is different from anyone else. Anyone else's responsibility. So that kind of mindset would just take your mind off. When others are having it, doesn't mean you're failing.
True.
And I think it'll go a long way, especially in the world that we live with, so many people, you know, just struggling to make ends meet. A lot of poverty here and there. Sometimes you lose yourself because you just want to survive. We don't live, we just exist to survive. And that's a very bad place to find yourself. But you could take yourself up there by identifying that there's a reason why you're born here. There's a reason why you're here. There's a reason you are where you are. You are Nigerian. You are born by Yoruba and Igbo. There's a reason. You've got to find out what that is. And that's like the first clarity you need.
To add to what you have said, right? Sometimes you might be in the same career part with the person who you've been comparing yourself with, right? You might be in the same career part. You might be in the same job. You might be in the same circle. But you both have different responsibilities, like you said.
That's right.
Right? So sometimes how that you can be happy for somebody else, how that you can see a person succeed and only get inspired rather than feeling worthless, rather than feeling like you're not doing so much, is to identify that you both are not running the same race.
That's right.
That you both have different responsibility.
That's right.
If you can identify yours, then, you know, follow gradually, you know, map out your trajectory and you might just hit the ball, the blow, boom.
That's right. You know, and that, remember, why is my own different? That's a statement you should never say, all right? I mean, those are things that will weigh you down. Why is my own different? Yours is naturally different. You were born differently. Your story is different.
Yeah.
You just say you're looking at it from the negative side.
Yeah.
Well, enough of that motivation.
And
I hope.
I hope
someone, we're talking to someone. If you're not the one, please, apologies to you. But if you're the one, I hope that has changed your mindset, understanding that you have a unique purpose on earth and taking every day as it comes and also preparing for the future. And also understanding that every day is an opportunity for you to get it right. If you feel that you're getting it wrong, every day is an opportunity for you to start again. If you feel that you've gone the wrong way, to retrace your step and get it right. And start wherever you are. It's better than just, you know, staying down wailing and complaining and just beating yourself for not getting what you think you're supposed to get.
Yeah, trust us, if you can get this one right, 2022 will be amazing for you. All right, it's about that time. We welcome you, of course, Join us on the air. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the number for WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. We just want you to get excited and then say compliment of the season to someone. Because maybe by next week, we need a break. I hear my voice. We need to rest. So by next week, we might just take some days off, you know. And I don't want you to be covered so that we can also relax more throughout the year. No easy now. I mean, we should be celebrating a whole year of doing this every day, Monday to Friday. Every day together with you out there. So next week, you might just take the week off or some days in the week off so we can relax a bit. So we're giving you an opportunity right now with us in the studio for you to say compliments of the season to someone.
Absolutely.
You know, just celebrate, appreciate life, and also give shout out to your loved ones.
Absolutely. If you have someone celebrating your birthdays, you can do that also. If today is your birthday, feel free also to tell us today is your birthday. We'll celebrate with you.
Absolutely.
Ugo from Otta here says, today is my great-great-great-grandfather's birthday. Wow.
Great-great-great-great?
Like three great-grand.
Wow.
He should have been...
Okay, Posima.
Yeah, 166 yesterday.
Wow.
If he's alive. Oh, really? All right, Posima's here. So, yeah, happy birthday to him. Okay, another person here says, this is coming from Ndule Ikenna Collins. He says, today is the 17th of December and today is his birthday. I'm a lover of your show. So happy birthday to you, Ikenna Ndule Collins.
Happy birthday, Collins. Happy birthday to all you celebrating today. Compliments of the season, you know. How do we greet people during this period? I mean, that has become the easy one. Compliment of the season.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Those who say Merry Christmas in advance, is that correct?
He's supposed to say, how do you say Happy Birthday in advance?
You know.
In advance.
It's a Christmas. It's the season.
It's the season, right?
So you can say Merry Christmas.
Maybe because it is not Christmas yet, because the date itself is 25th. And so because we're waiting for 25th to say Merry Christmas, that's why they say in advance.
In December. The biggest holiday is a Christmas holiday.
Mm.
So once you get into December,
you can start saying Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. If you like. Hi, Friday. Good morning to you. Welcome to What's Up Lagos.
Hello, Colin. Well done. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, I don't know the name of the other lady.
Okay, her name is Andrea.
Andrea.
Okay, I have two things to say.
Yeah.
For those who buy car, buy houses and so on, and be pointing it on the air and so on, I call it pride. That is pride number one.
Okay.
For those who are trying to copy others, why are these people achieving? I'm not up to their level or whatever.
Yeah.
I see that Bible says we shouldn't compare ourselves with others.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Well, I have to say, Bible says we shouldn't compare ourselves.
We are that. All right. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Maybe those people do not believe in the Bible.
Mm.
Because, I mean, let's not assume that everyone believes in the Bible. Okay. Friday was the first time caller, by the way.
All right. Thank you, Friday, for calling 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
She's still alive.
Welcome,
Lake.
Thank you for the nice motivation this morning. I'm very, very encouraged.
Thank you
so much. I'm compliment of listening to you, and also
Amen. Thank you, Leke. Benjamin is on the line now from Ikotun in Lagos.
Ikotun Egbe.
Chest alive. Welcome.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas in advance.
Merry Christmas. Oh, Benjamin. We just talked about saying Merry Christmas in advance. That's okay. You know, it's just Merry Christmas, bro. And sir. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Ooh la la. 0700-993-993-993. And if you like to send a WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. And the ladies can call
01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message if you like
on 0809-597-5805. Now we hear that the federal government is warning Nigerians, guys, by the way, as the COVID-19 cases increase by, guess what, 630% in 10 days. So we've had an increase in the percentage of number of cases recorded. I'm talking about COVID-19 in Nigeria. It is 630 cases. Now, the federal government has appealed to Nigerians to take their health seriously, as the number of COVID-19 cases has risen astronomically, as you heard.
All right, you heard that. Thank you. Thank you, Lil's blog.
Thank you indeed. And remember when some representatives from there came here, they said that the first 10 people, the first 20 people will have some free packages.
Freebies.
And then a free consultation. And all.
That's right.
But if you come early, like 8:30 or before the event itself. Thanks, Jules Plank, for that. He is always the guy with news you can use.
Absolutely. Lagos, heat us up at this moment. 0700-993-993-993. And the female only line is 01465-7190. We have a few WhatsApp messages.
Yeah.
And this one here says, what's up, Lagos the Techers? And cheers to you. It says, not Lagos. Yes, I agree with you. There is a vibe about Lagos that doesn't gig anywhere else around the world. Mm-hmm. It says, this made Nigerians interesting to the world. Alas, this is fast dying. Lagos has become a cocoon for crimes, extortion, he says, agro-criminality. All right, but yeah, I feel your pain. I feel your pain, really. This coming from Olubumi. From Ikorodu. Thank you for sending that message. Another one here says, hello, the Techers. What's up, Lagos? While you guys were making your intro with advice of not getting carried away with the lifestyle we'll see on the internet, I came across this on someone's status, and it sounds as though two set of people were telling me the same thing at the same time. Now, he sent the picture, and the picture says, stop comparing yourself to strangers on the internet.
That's right.
It says, thanks, my people, for reminding me this.
That's right. Very necessary, because the social media has a way of just making you think that that's the real world. Even though, you know, it's becoming our world, but that's not the real world.
People don't tell their true stories there. People don't tell you their failures there. People don't tell you their struggles. I mean, there are a few people who tell their struggles there, but largely, in fact, that space, the market there is come and tell us your success.
Absolutely.
There is more of you sharing your success stories than sharing your failures.
That's right. That's right. That's what you should know, is watch out so that not everything you see on the internet is true. All right, guys, we have Fidencia, never heard that name before, joining us live and from Suleri. We take Fidencia now before we get into the Kuda game show. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
I want to give a shout out. I want to wish my mom a happy birthday in advance.
Oh, great. Wow, when is her birthday?
January.
January, yeah. That's when I was born too. So happy birthday to your mom. What's her name, by the way, in case she's listening?
Her name is Abosede, and I'm sure she's listening to you right now.
Oh, great. So you're calling your mommy by name, Abosede. Is he your mate?
No, so that you can wish her in advance.
All right. Mama, Madam Abosede, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you in advance.
In advance.
From your daughter.
Can you sing a birthday song for her?
We'll do that.
We'll do that. Happy birthday. We are saying we love you. God be with you till the end of time. We are saying well done.
All right. So we've sang a happy birthday.
Bayo is on the line. We'll take Bayo because Kuda time is now. Bayo, what's up, Bayo?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Chance to life.
Yeah. I would have said Merry Christmas in advance, but I guess Collins has already, you know.
Go ahead,
corrected
man.
That.
Merry
Go ahead.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas is okay.
Yeah, Merry Christmas then.
Yep.
So, the thing is, I actually want to talk about...
Oh, la la, you actually want to talk about what? And it goes away. Anyways, guys, you know what time it is already. If you've been listening to the show for the past couple of weeks, you would know that this time every day is a time brought to you by
Kuda Microfinance Bank. And hey, for you to qualify to be part of the Passings that would stand a chance to win 20,000 Naira, you need to have the Kuda Microfinance Bank app. And it has to be verified. And the way that you can have that verified is by linking the BVN with your ID card. So if you call us and then you are caller number 5, you are guaranteed 1,000 Naira that will be credited into your Kuda Bank account. All right, so you need to have a Kuda Bank account for you to play.
Very simple. A message from Kuda and we'll be back to play.
All right, Kuda free banking for you. All right, you have to be caller number 5.
Absolutely, to play.
All right, 0700-993-993-993.
That's the number. Let's see. Hello. You're caller number 1. No time to check time.
Hey, you know I talk.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Caller number 2. Hello.
Hello.
You're caller number 3. Hello? Yeah, you're caller number 4. We know that feeling. You'll be helloing, helloing. You're not lowing because you're not caller number 5. Why?
All right, and we have 01465-7190 if you want to be a part of the show as well. Hello?
Oh, move away from your radio in seconds or I lie to you. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Caller number 5. Turn down the volume on your radio.
Gone.
Okay, great. What is your name?
Ken.
Ken what?
Kenneth.
All right, Kenneth, have you played before?
No.
Okay, do you have a Kuda Bank account verified?
I do.
You're sure?
I am.
Because if you don't have, then you say you have wasted time now. Anyway, congratulations, you have 1,000 in your account. Are you ready to play for more money?
I am.
All right, your first question. What does MB stand for? You have 5
Sorry?
Seconds. What does MB stand for? You have 5 seconds to answer that question. What does MB? Yes.
Microfinance Bank.
MB.
Microfinance
MB.
Bank.
I didn't say MFBO. MB.
Sorry.
2 seconds left.
Pass.
Okay, there's no pass.
All right, you go back to 1,000 Naira.
So hang on, someone will get your number and then you have your 1,000 Naira into your Kuda account. There's no pass. You must, the pass is to answer the question correctly. That's the only pass.
Moving next around, 0700-993-993. Hello?
Yeah.
Caller number 1. Thank you for calling. Right, 0700-993-993-993. Women, you can also hit us up. Hello?
Hello?
Caller number 2. Hello?
Hello, caller number 3.
Yes, you are.
I love that person.
Right, hello?
You're caller
number
4. Number
4. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, you are caller number 5.
Oh, yes. I want to answer questions.
Okay, congratulations to you. Caller number 5, you have 1,000 in your account. Do you have a Kuda Bank account verified?
I don't have a Kuda Bank account, bro.
They're playing, yes, sir. Because you must have Kuda. That's where they'll put the money in.
Oh, really?
So go download the app and have a, it's very easy. It's free. You understand? So that next time you can play. That leaves us with a free chance for some lucky person who has a Kuda Bank account, has downloaded the app, has verified
the account
using the BVN. So, hey, if that's you, then you are the lucky caller number 5.
Hello?
Oh, what a lock. Hello?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Sure?
Yeah.
Sure? Number 5.
Now you.
Oh, boy. About God, that was Christmas for me.
That's so. Congratulations.
All right. Well done. Quick check. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Frank. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
All right, Frank, have you played before?
More, I don't know if I've here before.
But have you? Do you have a Kuda bank account verified?
I get that.
For a guy. So you have 1,000 Naira in your account. Congratulations.
Hey.
Benny. So let's run it now. You can do more. You can win up to 20K if you get the questions correct.
Yeah, we're good then. All right.
Are you ready?
Go
on. All right. Complete this statement. If you don't get it.
Sorry?
Complete this statement. If you don't get it.
Forget it.
If you don't get it.
Forget it.
No. If you don't get it.
One last time. There's something missing.
Leave it.
Yeah. No. If you don't get it. Should we give him?
You don't get it.
No, let's take that again. I'll give you 5 seconds to get this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Complete the statement. If you don't get it.
Forget it.
My brother, why?
I'm feeling like we should just pity him tomorrow because of Christmas.
Okay.
It's forget about it.
If you don't get it, you forget about it.
Anyways, let's give you Bebe. You have 2,000 Naira. Do you want to continue playing or bank?
I want to continue playing.
Okay.
All right. Your next question. Where is the point of no return located in Lagos? Is it Abulegba? Is it Alausa? Is it Badagry or Ekpe?
It's Badagry.
All right, you got that.
That's
one correct.
Mm. 5,000. Christmas not set. 5,000. Do you want to continue? You remember, if you get it wrong, you go back to 1K.
Yeah.
Do you want to bank?
All right. You know, right. Bank your 5,000.
Bank it. I like this guy.
All right, someone will get your contact. Thank you for playing. Moving to the next round.
Next round. Yep.
All right. Hello.
Hello?
Good morning. Move away from your radio, Frank. Give a left hand, sir.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What's up, Lego?
Chest alive.
Yeah, I am Mr. Francis.
Mr.
Lighthouse.
You are caller number one, sir. Oh, my. Let's move on now. More calls. The numbers haven't changed.
0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Caller number two. If you like, no.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number three. Hello.
You're caller number four.
Okay. Please turn down the volume when you're calling the station, all right? And therefore, ladies, 01465-7190. Hello. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Just alive.
No time.
My name is Akinwumi. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome,
Akinwumi. You are caller number five. Congratulations. You have 1,000 Naira in your account. Do you have a Kuda Bank account?
Yes.
All right. Okay, great.
Is it verified?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Have you played before, Akinwumi?
No, I haven't.
Have you played in our sister station, any of our sister stations?
No.
Okay, great. No.
All right, let's play. Your first question. What company is also the name of one of the longest rivers in the world?
Come again, please.
What company is also the name of one of the longest rivers in the world?
I don't know.
1,000 Naira back.
You don't know that the meaning of that is going back to 1,000 Naira. So... At all. Just hang on this. Don't cut to hold on. Someone will get your details, your Kuda details. Yeah, hang on there.
All right.
Okay, great. Well, it's still the Kuda game show. I don't know if we can do one more round. It looks like we can.
Yeah.
We can. Hey, Joy, my number, man. Take the number of the man who is calling Abby. So just hold on, though. Don't move. If you move, your 1K has moved. Hold on.
Can someone please get Akinwumi's number?
Okay, let's move on to the next round while they try to get Akinwumi's number. Hello?
Number one.
Hi.
Yeah, caller number one. You're calling the female line. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, caller number two.
Yes, you are. Keep trying, oh. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're caller number three, sir. Keep trying. Hello? Daddy, enter. 0700-993-993-993. And for them ladies, you can call
01465-7190.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, your caller number four. if I'm correct. Hello? Hi, what a lock. Hello?
Yay!
Yay! Oh, you caller number five!
Caller!
Woo, 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 woo! Congratulations!
Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Juliet, calling from Ejigo.
Your name is?
Juliet.
Juliet.
Yeah.
Okay, Juliet, welcome. Do you have a CUDA account?
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't sound so convincing.
Are you sure you have? If you don't have, you waste time, oh.
I have, but I don't think it's verified, though.
Better verify, sharp, sharp.
Okay, let's play the game. Let's play the game. Since you say you have your account, but make sure that it is verified. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Complete this statement. There's a certain fella song that says, what I, you know what?
What?
There's a certain fella song.
What?
That says, what I, you know what?
You not get any me.
That's so correct.
2,000 naira.
And she went away.
Oh, she went away. The 2K, that's more or less like she banked it, Abby. So
she can
have our details.
Or send a message or something.
That's much. You can have to call back or send a message. If not, you're 2K. We have the entire WhatsApp with that. Anyways, we have to run away now.
We'll
wrap it up. We can't do any more rounds. Mm-hmm. Right?
We'll take a message from our sponsors. Remember that the CUDA Game Show is brought to you by CUDA Microfinance Bank. Stick around, Lagos. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I think this Christmas you should be dressed up as Father Christmas, not Santa Claus. Father Christmas.
Father. Why am I scared? Anyway. It's Uformal can do. Uformal will be the one to do Father Christmas. Uformal, it's you fit you.
He said that
he's actually dressed up as Father Christmas.
Dress
you know,
not Santa Claus.
When you are there. When you are there, why should I? You dress up.
Take, I'm a young man.
If I hear
forget these gray beards, I'm a young man.
If I hear ping there, if I hear ping,
young man. You're only just to be laughing. That's the only way you know how to do it. I'm very happy.
What should I say, please?
Isuna, you're, first of all, Father Christmas is not black, you're yellow. Father Christmas has white right here. Anyways, guys, that's the feel, man, in the studio. It feels great. December has a way of just bringing its own vibe.
That's right.
Generally.
That's right.
And don't we just love this vibe?
Absolutely, Lagos. We hope that you're feeling the vibe as well. The festive season comes with so much love and excitement. And we're hoping that you're experiencing the same wherever you are, listening to The Techies on Nigeria Info 99.3.
Yes, indeed. We just want to find out today, maybe if we find out, what does this season mean to family members? What does this season, this period, what does it mean? Is it a time of reflection? Is it a time to, you know, exhibit more a show of love?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a time to make merry?
Mm-hmm.
Merry make?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a time to reflect? I've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It could be a combination of both.
Yep.
Right? Because, I mean, once it's December, once it's Christmas season, even though it comes with a dirty December aura, you want to have fun.
Yep.
And, you know, there are lots of events ongoing. So, yeah, a lot of fun in the bucket list to tick.
That's right.
But also, it's towards the end of the year. And that means that there are some kind of expectation, like we said earlier.
Yep.
And some people reflecting on, okay, throughout the year, what and what did I achieve? And how best am I going to implement execute my plans for 2022?
Or what would I do differently 2022?
Next year? So it's a combination of both for me, right? It's also a moment where you family members that I haven't seen in a while, because we have this ritual that we do like every year where that we all come together, the extended families and all. So it's like that for me too, where that... we'll be coming together to see family members. So it's a combination of both. So that's fun. There's also activity. Like I said, there's some events that I'm going to be a part of. So it's both worlds for me.
Absolutely, guys. Do not also forget that.
How about you?
For me, there's just an inner joy, an inexplicable joy that comes with the season. Usually, that joy comes whenever, you know, I receive pong alerts in my account. But in December, I don't need to receive any alerts. Naturally, I just have this inner joy. You know, I think it's a sign of victory, showing that look, life is a battle, man. Life is a battle. So every year you survive, and it's not by chance that they're counting the number of the days in the year, just to remind you that life is changing, things are moving, time is going. So whenever I come to the end of the year, it reminds me of all the battles I've won throughout the year. And I just cannot but have that feeling of joy within. You know, when your team wins a match, especially for those who are football lovers, you know that feeling when you get when your team wins a match, you know, at the end of the game, you know, you feel like
victory.
3 minutes to the end of the game, you are leading like 3-0 or 4-0. You know, you already know that nothing can happen here. You know, the game has ended. You know, like, that's the feeling I get. So I think it's just a feeling of gratitude that I get naturally in December. And I realize that it's my best period to try to plan, you know, because I'm in the right frame of mind. I'm appreciative of life, as against complaining about whether or not I have what I really wanted to get.
And that's good. I mean, talking from that, this year was actually a really challenging one.
Yes,
especially
it was
for both of us. And then you actually saying that, you know, there's some kind of joy and that feeling of being victorious.
Yep.
It's also a feeling that I also have been having. And now that you said it, it just, you know, brought it back to my consciousness that, we have actually been through a lot from the start of this year down to this particular day. And so it's a feeling of gratitude, like a feeling of victory.
That's right.
We scale through, you know.
Absolutely. I remember some days just to meet up on the show, you know, we're pretty much that I put you on risks. I risked your life on the bike. I can't forget. I've said that before on the radio. But trust me, man, I can't forget. One way. Hi, God, though. That day, I just say, God, if we make it today, no, we're going to make it.
How about the ones that we were in and out of different police stations?
Yes.
For a cause that was never meant to be.
You know, I mean, I got the shock of my life that, you know, someone I trusted, like, disappointed me the biggest way that you can ever disappoint a human being, became a monster of herself, turned into, you know, just because of money, a villain. And, you know, I was trying to victimize me, was trying to turn me into something else, was trying to suppress me. And, you know, I had to find myself in and out of the police station. You know, even when I had the opportunity to, like, really fight back, I just looked at it like,
just, you know, let it go.
This is
there's some battles that you don't fight
yourself. It's too small. This person doesn't know me. She just judged me based on what she doesn't really know me. If she really knows me, she will not step on my toes. Because the truth is, I don't step. I may be stepping on toes without knowing. But you see, when you know your style, your head, you know there are people, and you now know who you marry again, join. You know, there are people you don't annoy. So I just say, I'll leave you in the hands of God. Keep flying. When the time is ripe, you realize that you have hurt someone and you've got to fix that, you know, sincerely. But that was a victory also, a major victory for me and for us indeed. And many other victories generally in the year. And trust me, I look back, I'm like, wow, we survived this year strong. We're finishing very strong. You know, and that can only be the grace of God.
Absolutely. So Lagos will bring it back to you this Friday morning. Do you want to tell us what you are grateful for and what this season brings to you?
Yep.
Right? Is it joy? Is it happiness? Is it you being grateful? Is it you kind of reflecting? Or do you just want a dirty December? Which one do you stand?
I'm sure some people I say, dirty December new. Oh, you want to bum?
You want to bum them? You want to bum them? 0700-993-993-993. You want to cheer with the big guys? 01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message? You can do that also.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. What does this period mean to you? Do you have anything you want to be appreciative of? Are you in the same boat of joy, or you're still there beating yourself? This Christmas, I don't even have rice, I don't even have stuff. You forget that you have survived. You know, dead people do not have things to worry about, but you are alive. That's because, I mean, you are privileged, and there's something great ahead for you. So, hey, man, where do you stand? Christian is calling now from Ikoyi.
Hello.
What's up, Uko?
Welcome. Cheers to life.
Yeah. Thank you very much, my sister. Bro.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, for me, Christmas is like a day or that day for me. I'm telling you, Andy, it's time for you to meet up with your family members, those who are far and near. Just yourself, thank God for life. Prof, my birthday is on the 24th of December.
Great. Happy birthday in advance, I'd like to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All the best, man. Celebrate another new year. No easy. Congratulations.
Thank you, Prof.
Okay, you're telling me.
All right, we have Peace on the line. Hi, Peace.
Hello, Andre. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
My brother, we thank God for life. It's not any other thing.
That's right.
It is the gift of life. When there's life, there's hope.
That's right. That's right.
I thank God for seeing me through this 2021. A woman brought a problem. I bought something. Something worth 2.5 million. I paid her 2.3 million. 200 million, she was threatening me to return my product.
Wow.
I refund money after 1 year.
Wow.
God opened up for me. I paid her that money and I have peace.
Wow.
So to God be all the glory.
Wow.
Yes, so wow. Man, I celebrate you. I know what that feeling is like.
Absolutely.
Man, congratulations. This next year is going to be greater, greater. You have bigger testimonies. You make bigger money.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Yes,
amen.
You too.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Hello.
That reminded me too.
Yeah.
I was in this year we started, I was full Onigbese this year. Thank God. I mean, how did I even forget that? I was Onigbese this year, like this, as it started.
Oh,
throughout the year. You know, phone calls left, right. Because we don't tell you, no, we'll come here and be screaming, what's up, Lagos? Just life. You know, meanwhile, I was Onigbese. So, you see, I'm grateful to God. I'm really grateful. You know, and I'm grateful to those who try to plunge my family into distress and fail to understand that they are not God. I'm also grateful for that experience. Hello!
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life!
Before I start, I just want Andre to give us her laugh again.
So that they will tell me it's only laugh, I know how to laugh.
They don't mind that guy. He doesn't know what your laugh does outside.
Who for my B? He doesn't know, it's true.
Your life has inspired so many people, has brought a lot of people out of depression. So your laugh is valid.
Aww.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I was hoping to be the caller number 5, but as it is now, that episode don't pass.
Don't worry. Next week.
Yeah. You can still participate.
Christmas has changed from what it used to be. I'm just speaking for myself here. Yeah. So with all of this pandemic and COVID, brouhaha, you know, me on my own, I've just been celebrating every day like it's Christmas, you know. So, but this particular 25th is just like another day, you know. And I'm grateful to God for this year. This year has been, you know, so we thought that 2020 was a trying year, but it looks like as we keep going, it just gets tougher. 2021 was so tough. And I'm particularly grateful to God that I came into this year with no plan. I'm somebody that usually likes to plan every year. I need to achieve A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then I keep ticking the boxes. But this year, I was so tired from last year. I just said, you know what, anything I
need,
I just, you know, but somehow, you know, I earned a couple of things. I got different jobs, you know. I probably earned double of my salary from what it was last year.
Wow.
I got a degree, a master's degree. I had a lot of health issues along the line, but again, we're here, we're grateful, man.
That's right, man.
That's the spirit.
That's the spirit, man. So congratulations.
Everybody out there, you guys just try to enjoy Christmas. So even if it's one chicken that you see to chop.
Not so.
With all the happiness in the world. You know, some people actually just want to be present today, but they're no more.
That's right. So, that's right. That's right.
Thank you for sharing.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
That was inspiring.
You guys, Andre, so I don't have to be calling and be asking for your laughter every time. You guys should do like a laughing skit. Nick will just down the dance.
Not so.
I listen to you guys every day.
Wow.
You know, this 10 to 11, you know, somehow, I'm supposed to be a corporate worker, but I just find a way to sneak in. Now that we have airports everywhere, everybody thinks I want things meeting. But now, cheers to life, I listen to you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we're grateful that, the laughter is an inspiration.
Okay. I've never
anybody
never
would
thought
have...
about it that way. But, I've had a lot of people say that. But, yeah. You know, maybe
anybody
I
who was, Let me tell you. Anybody who does not get inspired by that, your laughter, right? That person's spirit may not be necessarily clean.
Why'd you say that?
May not. I may be wrong.
No, you savvy.
Generally. Anyways, but let's get some more calls and hear from Lagos and the rest of the world what the season means to them and also what they are grateful for.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Grace.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi, guys. This is Bayo calling back.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Well, what I'm grateful for, I can't really say I'm grateful for anything this year because, it's been so tough. Even life, I can't really say because I've actually attempted suicide twice. It's just so, so crazy. I've been in depression for like 3 years now. I've been battling depression and it's just not been easy at all. That's just it. Not been easy at all. Trying to get job here and there, you know. And the little I'm able to earn isn't getting me anywhere at all. And
I was going to say to get Bayo's number. Ay. But if you can call back, get
or drop
number.
A WhatsApp message so that we can get your number here. Please drop a WhatsApp message.
No, don't reason that one. You reason, say, don't reason that one. You hear a lot of people's story, you not believe it. You not believe that. You appreciate God. The fact that you can call and even talk to us today, and you said you've been through a lot throughout this year, that's a testimony in itself. So it's about perspective.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's about how you look at things. You know, if you imbibe the half full, as against the half empty, you know, glass, if you like, you know that illustration, you know, you look at it from the positive side and say it's half full. I think that would change a whole lot. You might need some professional help because if you've been through depression for 3 years.
That's a lot. You need to
That's serious. So you need help. First of all, your mindset has to change. Sometimes you think that what you need is for your problems to be solved. But you realize that the reason you're in that problem is because of your mindset and the decisions and the way you perceive life.
Yeah.
So sometimes what you need to change is your perception and not necessarily dealing with the problem. I've heard seen people who say, if only I just had this money right now, my life would be better. Anybody who talks like that, you have not realized what your problem is. The problem is not necessarily because you don't have money. I know you don't agree. But the problem really is because of the way your perception, how you see money or how you see life generally, why things are happening to you the way.
Why are you sounding like me?
You know?
Why are you sounding like me?
I mean, you know me.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Compliments of the season, the check it. How are you doing?
We are fine.
We are fine. Doing fine.
Yeah, DC Plus.
Yay! Welcome.
Yay!
Welcome.
Good
welcome
to have you.
Amazing. Amazing. It's been an amazing 2021. Mm. Andre asked, you know, questions on, you know, if the year for us is this, that. And I was just, while she was asking that question, I was more like, I think it just dawned on me that it's a very valid question. Or those are valid questions. And I realized that it's a combination of everything for me, you know. gratitude, retrospect, you know, time to look inwards and see how one can advance, you know, from here. And trust me, like what Collins rightfully said, if you begin to look at your situation, then when you hear about others, you just find out, say, your own just depleted. You understand?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we're not supposed to fry egg. We're not supposed to reason the matter. Mm-hmm. You know, reach to break bottle for head.
You know. Yeah.
Let's just be grateful. Mm. You know, let's remain grateful. I think that being grateful, like Andre said when she was talking to us during one of your episodes, it starts from there. Just being grateful.
That's right.
You know, it's an attitude that one can put on and it just gives access to every other good things in life. Sure. You have little friends who want to say hello to you. So let's go.
Wow, my Christmas is made. Oh,
boys, they've always wanted to do this. So I think I've paid my debt in full.
Oh, man, that made our day.
That bad before they go break our phone.
Wow. We love you so much. What are their names, by the way?
Okay, David.
David.
Hi, David. Daniel and David, we love you.
Oh, we love you so much.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Love you too.
Wow. Bye. Oh, that's so sweet.
Very sweet,
that's
man.
That's so sweet.
Ooh la la.
How did that make you feel?
Hey, man, you know me now. You know me with children, man.
Hello.
I felt
What's
really good.
Up, Lego?
Yes.
That your laughter, each time you start and they give me tears from my eye, I go laugh. I thought I go be in the shed here. The one that only did
this one.
You people, I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys.
We love you too, Gilbert.
You guys. Compliment of the season, the both of you, and Nigeria Info.
Thank you. Same to you, Gilbert.
Yeah, now, on Sunday was my bad day. I was trying to call on Monday, on Sunday, the 12th, because I am unique. 12-12 is my date.
Wow. Happy belated birthday to you.
Very unique and a very unique person.
Yes, so.
So, this December has always been my month.
Yeah.
You know, it's once I enter 1st of December, that's when my own Christmas starts. I'll begin to dance and rejoice. I celebrate. If I'm in my house, you'll be hearing songs.
Wow.
People will be wondering, I say, what's wrong with this man? And Christmas never comes, does he play Christmas songs?
Congratulations and happy birthday.
And I have
belated,
my brother, my sister, I have cause to be grateful to God. Because 2020 came to scatter, to disorganize my life, but God miraculously put me back 2021. And in the past years, when I begin to recount, Ross, time no go let us yet for me to give testimonies of what God has been doing in my life. So I have cause to be grateful to God.
That's right.
And my family too. We are very, very grateful to God. We are happy.
That's right.
At least this year is coming to an end. No scratch, no headache, no accident, no report whatsoever from a home, from here. Nobody at all around us.
Wow.
So we give God praise.
Yes, so we join.
I love you guys. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. We love you too.
Thank you, Gilbert. And I love that energy, man.
Absolutely. Ah. That's the right spirit. Hi, Damilola. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I'm very grateful to God. Since 2019, I had health challenges. My sight, I can't see clearly. I got it from the event 2019. And ever since then, it has been managing with little light in my eye. I'm grateful to God because 2021, I told this year, in spite of my challenge, I will try and do something. And it has really worked for me. At least I'm able to impact life. I'm a teacher of profession, so with the little size I have, I'm able to impart life. And the appearance I even testify, I'm still a teacher.
Aww.
I'm very grateful to God.
Aww.
And even in the church, in 2020, I sat down. I'm a worker in the church. I sat down throughout that year. But in 2021, I told God, I can't sit down. And to the glory of God, I've been useful in my department throughout the year 2021.
has just been God. Oh, my challenge did not put me down, and I'm grateful to God.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, thank you for sharing that.
Man, that's very inspiring.
Absolutely.
Trust me.
Absolutely. I'm sure that someone who is listening to that, who's probably your eyesight, you're perfect. Your legs are working fine. Your hands are working fine. Everything's working fine. And then, you know, for some reason, you're angry at yourself. You're still feeling down. Listening to her, that's someone who has a bad eyesight, but she one way or the other was able to achieve the things that she thought to herself that she needed to achieve.
And then most importantly, she's grateful.
Yeah.
She's showing gratitude for, you know, achieving what she's been able to achieve.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Chica.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Good morning, my people.
Good morning
to you.
Yeah, 2020 was really hell for somebody like me.
That was last year.
Do you mean 2020 or 2021?
2021.
Oh, oh.
Uh-huh. It started from 2020.
They are brothers.
I had an accident, nearly lost my leg.
Wow.
And it was crazy, lost my job. It got to a point I couldn't even feed my family. In fact, there was a man that called yesterday.
Mm.
My own was passing on small.
Uh-huh.
Because my leg wasn't good at all. I couldn't do anything. My wife was pregnant and all of them.
Mm.
I was hopeless, but all thanks to God, Nigeria Info came for me through Emimo.
Wow.
Yeah, they paid for my surgery and I've gone for the surgery. Although I'm not walking, I can't use the leg now, but I'm using the left leg to drive Uber to assist my family and help myself.
Wow.
And by the grace of God, I met somebody on the business who has been really, really helping me, giving me jobs. I don't really do online trips anymore. I do offline. In fact, currently where I am, Nain just chatted me for the whole day and a better money.
Wow.
And it has been really, really, really
cool.
He has even introduced me to loads of network marketing and the rest.
Wow.
So I want to encourage all those people that think, like, if I was at the point where I was considering suicide also, but their redemption is near. That's what I want to tell them.
Oh.
Great.
They should just give God a little more time. God will actually make a way.
Thank you
very much. You guys are doing a good job. Thank you.
All right, thank you,
Chica. That's very inspiring.
I mean,
thank you.
You might have just taken someone off the societal
thoughts
now. And that's why we're here as one family to help each other get through life, right?
All right. We have Fumi on the line, and Fumi is calling from Iyanokpacha. Hi, Fumi.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
I'm so happy to get you.
We're glad that you did.
Thank God for life.
Mm-hmm.
This time last year, I was battling for my life with tuberculosis.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yes. And I entered into the new year with tuberculosis. I lost my job.
Wow.
I'm left. So I was like, I'm not here today. So I look at the picture from last year to today. I see a very, very, very different person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful to God.
Wow.
Tuberculosis killed a lot of people.
That's right. Yeah.
But here I am. I'm alive.
That's right.
I'm ill and I've not fallen sick after that time. I've not taken paracetamol or anti-malaria drug.
Wow.
I'm very grateful to God.
Wow.
Some people were sick. They'll just say, I'm okay. That's all. But I know what you cannot stand up. Your left side on the bed, pick up food and eat yourself. Feed you.
Oh, your network is not so. Your network is not so friendly, but we get your message.
Wow, that's.
I'm so grateful to God. I'm so grateful to God. Thank you so much. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. God bless you for me, indeed. Wow. The phone lines are buzzing. You know, buzzing, really.
We need to go on a break quickly, Lagos. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Lagos. 11:37 on the clock. And yes, it's still What's Up Lagos with the Techies right here in Nigeria. Info 99.3. I am Andrea Aduobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Rebecca. 11:37, or coming up to 11:38 right now. And that's what the time says from Lagos, Nigeria. Now, for those joining us for the first time, we are on a Friday episode of the fun-filled episode of the Family Talk right here. Today is just a day of appreciation and also
gratitude.
Mm. Absolutely.
And we ask the question, what does the season mean to you, right? We're celebrating Christmas. Of course, there's a lot of festivities ongoing. And we want to know what this moment, what does it resonate to you, right? You want to share that with us. And also, do you have a grateful heart? And you want to tell us how grateful you are for the past how many months? From the start of the month
12
to
months
12
now.
Months, yeah.
Because it's the 12th month.
You want to tell us how God has been grateful? I mean, God has been merciful, right? If you want to use that.
Absolutely. You know, apart from specific individual experiences that we had, 2021 was like, you know, the year to deal with 2020.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? 2020 came, attacked. It was pretty much attacked everybody. Bang, bash, bash,
push. It's more like 2020 did not happen.
All right. So 2021 is like, okay, let's use 2021 to deal with 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's the only time in the history of my existence as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
But you've used the previous year subsequent year to deal with the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really crazy. So 2021 came with its challenges, but there is still a lot to be grateful for. If you can hear the sounds of our voices, there's still a lot to be grateful for. Some messages coming in.
That's right. Quite a lengthy one here. Okay, I will take this one first. This one says, good morning. I'm grateful for my life and my daughter. This year, I lost my only son and my husband left me and my daughter with nothing to fall back on. He says, but God has been so faithful to us.
That's
right.
All right, we have more?
Yes. Enoch from Kano, listening all the way from Kano. It says, this year has been good. I completed my NYSC service this year, got a good gig this year, and guess what? I got a huge pay from a gig which is sufficient for my bills from now till like March next year.
Wow.
It says, God's been good. Cheers to life and good things to come.
Yes, yeah, so
we're happy for you, Enoch. Congratulations.
Yes, indeed. So I got a message now, which, of course, a colleague sent a message. Well, she said specifically that let me contribute to the show because I hope this would also, you know, instill some hope and inspire someone out there who's listening to the show. Is hopefully this can help a listener. She said, I lost my mom in April to cancer. It was like our lives was coming to an end and we're coming to an end. She says she was getting well, but she relapsed. He said, it completely destroyed us, my dad and my brother. He said, but God has been there for us. He said, then a day after my birthday, he said, I survived a ghastly car accident.
Wow.
Untouched, nothing broken.
Wow.
Now, she sent a picture of that particular accident. You can see the car was pretty much, you know, off the road, like it looked like the car
completely damaged.
Somersaulted for a couple of times. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow.
Now imagine after your birthday, after losing your mom, and then you also have that kind of experience. He said, but hey, she still has reasons to be grateful to God and also be grateful. She now ends this message by saying that when there's life, there is hope. Now, if whatever happened to you this year that did not kill you, that means there's something in this life for you. So you shouldn't give up just yet. Thank you so much for that message. Appreciate you. I don't know if you want me to mention your name, but hey, thank you indeed for that message. And man, this is even like news to me. And you're a strong woman. That's the least I can say.
All right. We have a message on WhatsApp. This person here says, good morning, the techers. Happy Yuletide season.
Mm.
I'm just here enjoying my beans and dodo with lemon lime Sprite. As I'm flowing with a Sprite ever. He says, want to be grateful for normality and strength because it's no easy. Some guys tried to take me off my workplace, but I'm still on going through this journey we're in. He says, we didn't sign for this, but we are scaling through. Though we can't meet up every of our desires in life, he says, but we survive. It's coming from Patrick from Ogba.
All right, great check. I could mention that message came in from Mimi Ayo.
Hi, Mimi Ayo. I see you.
Fantastic broadcaster and a fantastic colleague and friend. Really beautiful. She doesn't look like what she's been through.
Absolutely.
Really. If you check, you'd be like, if only we could look like what we've been through. I swear. If only we could look like what we've been, we're looking like what we've been through, I swear. Conduct ourselves. I don't know. Would have looked like something else. Do you look like what you've been through?
You heard it. Thank you, Adil's blog.
You know, sometimes when they bring all this information, I just, my hope, my prayer is that I hope people are taking notes and also taking advantage of all this info. Because this Nigeria info, when we bring news to you, is news you can use. It's info you can use, Neo. Because we're not just coming here, open mouth to talk. Like Andrea would say. We just say, you say the things that will help your life. So people will just wait. Instead of you to take number, write the number down, you go to the website that I've sent you.
I'm sure that there are some sharp ones who are doing that.
And they're benefited.
I'm really sure of that. We have one more Dills blog. All right, that would come up much later.
Much later, when we have signed out.
Check your time, Lagos. It's 11:47. You're still very much on with the tech heads on What's Up Lagos. And today's Friday, and so is the fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk.
Now so. We're going to a beach party.
You know?
Beach party.
Isn't you relaxed?
Beach party, man. Oh, my God.
So, Lagos, do tell us what you're grateful for. I mean, we're coming closer to the end of the year. Has 2021 been good to you?
That's a big question if you answer. If you can breathe, I think I can answer that question for you. If you can breathe.
Right now.
That means you have had a great year.
That's right.
When I say great year, is that you have something to be grateful for.
Mm.
Because a lot of people just follow this year go like that. And
anyway,
this year with its challenges, yeah. I'm sure there are a lot of people. But you cannot allow yourself to be weighed down by whatever experience you've had. If you're alive, there's hope.
You see, sometimes I don't really, really like it when people say, oh, some other people are dead and I'm alive. Something comes to my mind. Does it mean that you're better than the person who died?
Mm.
Or it's just their time.
Yeah.
It's just something, time for them to go.
Yeah, so the idea of saying that is to remind you that the reason you're alive is not because it's not your choice.
Okay.
All right. It's not your choice. It's the fact that there is still something in this world for you.
Mm. Okay, that made sense. Ebu from Sulere here says, this year has been good. Mm. Says, this year has been God. Last year, the plan I set to achieve, I could not because I drive Keke Marwa and the governor banned Keke from driving around Sulere.
Mm-hmm.
It says, but God surprised me with a car. I'm an Uber driver now.
Yeah.
It says, from sun to AC.
Yeah.
God is faithful.
That is how to be grateful. Some people, they have three cars now, but because they could not buy the fourth one, they could not go for a vacation, they are angry. They are feeling down. And this, you see, he who is the grateful heart, if you are grateful for little, you will be grateful for much.
Mm.
In much, sorry. And that means that there was going to be much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Should I open church? No, is it time? Is this God calling me?
I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, I call this your character. You know, I love that. And see, I won't lie. Let's give shout out to some companies specifically, you know, especially the e-hailing companies. I don't know who are joining there. They have taken a lot of people off the streets. They have contributed to the employment rates in our, especially in Lagos. If you know the number of people that lost their jobs during the COVID and the lockdown. And everything,
right?
When the pandemic started here, and that had to take to becoming an e-hailing driver to sustain themselves. If you know the number of people, you want to appreciate that particular service.
Mm.
And, you know, the ease that is brought to even the lives of the Goshians to move around, because transportation is a major problem in Lagos. The fact that you can get some level of comfort and also you can control your movement, you can make choices and move from car to car, I mean, from place to place. Trust me, I want to personally give kudos to all of those e-hailing companies for their contribution to our lives.
Mm.
in this particular Lagos, Nigeria. Right. I don't know how many of you think the same way, but that's my thought.
I was about to say, thank God you asked the question. I hope that, you know, you think the same way. Do you know that there are some people who, you know, don't necessarily see that, oh, this option of being an e-hailing driver is good or is something to be grateful for?
They you feel see like, that, oh, is it because I'm driving a car now?
You know.
And that's why the person is where they are, because that the reason is they are not grateful for what
opportunity that came, have. You know.
I mean, it's because someone praising God that you moved from
KK
Sun to AC. You don't know what that means. Some people, this their mentality is so again that you enter their car, their AC is off in the hot sun. When you come on, they'll be the one, they now put it on. Well, you now say why?
Are
you
not a human being? It's managing fuel.
So you don't care about your own self. Car has AC, you put it off. You say, I'm managing fuel. No, buddy. And sometimes I don't understand it. I won't lie to you. You have a car here, the AC is working, you say you're managing fuel. Well, I won't blame you. That's the way you look at it. And that's just all. That's all I can say. But if you have someone who's going to pay you 400 or 500 naira to drive around, you put on the AC. You, your own person, your own health, you say no, you're managing for mindset.
All right.
I know I'm talking to somebody. He's biting someone. I said, this college, what do you mean? Do you know how much fuel is? Do you know how much? I know. But your health, your life, do you value yourself? Hot sun, you'll be there sweating. Because you're managing fuel. Oh, God. Well.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Top of the day to you. Historian and custodian.
Who is that? Who?
Hello, dynamic. Holy Adam.
Holy Adam.
Holy Adam.
Yeah, you know what? It seems the people don't understand the meaning of Christmas. Yeah. Christ and the masses. Christ, Jesus Christ and his children.
Okay.
On the planet Earth. Mm. And Christmas was first demonstrated in the land of Egypt by emancipating those that are choosing generation.
Okay.
A royal priesthood.
Yeah.
A holy nation.
Mm. A peculiar people.
Uh-huh. To show for the glory of the Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
You see, the people say they are sick. You are when the Israelites were being emancipated from Egypt, they were sick people. Hmm. There were people who were hungry, but they decided to leave the land of Egypt.
Hmm.
So no matter what the earth is undergoing, what God is concerned is that we should be emancipated from the kingdom of darkness.
Hmm.
We should be in the light of God. That is why he called us soldiers.
Okay.
And that is why Collins was single-handedly picked out of Nigeria with the hands of Apostle Paul. So do the letter rain.
Who's I thought he's.
What do you say?
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay, we have to go now. That we have like 2 seconds left.
Okay, just give it to me because it is my turn. I need it. Christmas is all the way for everybody.
Right.
Any worshiper, Muslim, Christian that are already Christian. We have to ginger the whole world and declare that Christ is the author and
perfecter
of our country.
Yeah,
whether you like it or not.
All right, thank you. Okay, we need to go on a break.
Right now, and then we'll say our bye-byes. Oh, boy, we'll miss you next week, guys. But